Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Joining us on the phone today, she's a social media queen from Meg.social. It is Meg Coffee. Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to get you on the phone today to talk TikTok because I don't understand it. I can't work it out. Should I be making little dance moves? I'm not quite sure. So before we jump into everything, explain what TikTok is for me on a simple, basic, you know, explanation. And why has it gone so crazy? Because I'm just seeing dancing moves going everywhere. What's it all about?
Well, I'm going to guess that you're younger than I am, and even that is going to make you way too old for TikTok.
So I'm 35.
Yeah, way too old for TikTok. But that's okay. You know, I think if anything, quarantine did open it up to some older generations. We definitely saw some older people, some parents, some brothers and sisters getting on it. But TikTok is an app for the kids, and it is putting online the things that you and I used to do when we were young, mm-hmm. which was, you know, make routines for our friends and sing and dance and make our parents watch them. Well, parents don't have to watch it anymore. Now you put it on TikTok and the world can watch it.
It seems to have just gone gangbusters though, because it's crossing over also into other social media platforms. Like I want to start a campaign, keep TikTok on TikTok, because I'm seeing the dancers everywhere in my life and I don't need to see them, Meg.
I'm a bit like that. Look, it's really interesting to see how it has jumped platform.
Yeah.
One of the things that was so great about TikTok in the beginning, and one of the things that allowed it to grow, is that you could download the videos from the platform, and they had the TikTok branding on them. So no matter where you shared them, they had the TikTok branding, right? So that's how everyone was growing their accounts. What is this app? Have you seen this video? Blah, blah, blah. But now we're being lazy and we're putting our TikToks on our Instagram or we're putting our TikToks on Twitter and we're over it. We need to remember social media best practice, which is the right content for the right platform.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Now, now you're in the world of social media. I want to ask you a couple of quick fire questions about it. Do you have a favorite social media platform?
I'm obsessed with Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter's your number one. So for me, I've found like I've moved away from Facebook quite a bit, and I'm all about the gram at the moment. Living my life on Instagram. Got to get those followers up. Got to get that blue tick at some point. Are you a bit the same? Do you think Facebook's facing some pretty big challenges at the moment? Do you feel that as well?
So this is huge for me because I've been an ardent supporter of Facebook and I teach Facebook and I recommend Facebook for business. I have some real problems with the way that the platform, with the way that the management is running the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be honest that I have, and this is huge for me, I have moved the app to a couple screens deep in my phone and in a folder so that I have to make a conscious effort to engage. I have to use Facebook every day because it's how, you know, it's what I do for a living. But I have found how much time I was wasting on it. Now, I probably put all that time into Twitter. My Twitter usage is crazy at the moment. But that's where I get all my news and my sports and my politics and all the good stuff from around the world. For me, I think Facebook, I don't know, people are losing interest in Facebook. And there's even a campaign at the moment where massive businesses in the U.S. are pulling their advertising during the month of July because they have issues with what Facebook is doing.
So what's next? I mean, we've got TikTok at the moment. What's gonna be the next thing? Will there be a next thing? Because we know that Facebook, the reason really TikTok started is because the kids don't want the parents on Facebook. And I understand that pain because I was like that when I had MySpace. So these things keep evolving, Mick.
Oh, there'll definitely be something. There's been other ones that have tried and failed since. I mean, Bites tried to come back for all of 6 seconds, literally. There'll always be something new. There'll always be another way that the kids will find things that are cool. I've never been into Reddit, But I think I need to give Reddit a little bit more credit. There's some interesting stuff happening over there. But we'll see. The kids know more than we do.
Yeah, 100%. Bring back MySpace, I say. If people want to find out more, Meg Coffey, social media expert, jump online, meg.social, for more info. And, of course, on all your favorite social media platforms. Meg, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.